89.7 WITR Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
And so much more. And whatever that was, being...
Something about not having a name, I think.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
I heard that. Yeah, no name for now.
No name for now, yeah.
That's what it's called. A bunch of people. John King and David Moss and people like that. And Otomo Yoshihide. I'm good with my Japanese.
Okay.
That was the end of Nothing Is, and Rick is not here, but we are.
We are.
We're friggin' here.
We're friggin' here.
Playing comedy.
We're not
and
just here. We're friggin'
we're
here.
We're friggin' here. Playing comedy and all that kind of stuff. And we'll be here till 3 in the morning. And
or until we pass out, whichever comes first.
Right. And if you want to hear anything, 475-2271, you can call up. And you can request it. And we'll say, yeah, we'll play that for you. And then not.
No, we'll play it.
And
yeah, we're secretly laughing on the other end of the receiver here.
Always. And we're gonna start off with a thing sung by R. Crumb. It's only credited to R. Crumb, but
yeah,
he was originally R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders.
Mm-hmm.
But how come did is this just
I have
him?
No idea.
Or were they just lazy and not credit everybody that deserves it?
I don't know anything about the situation.
Maybe I'll have to look into that. Okay, R. Crumb, song called Get a Load of This, and it's friggin' here.
about dancing. That's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them. I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like they're fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all step aside. She has a bit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so low. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I've got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance all night away. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. He's a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes.
Hey, Rollo, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm going to hook up the Betamax to the microwave and watch some hot TV.
I'm going to Palm Springs.
That's great. You people have to work for a living. We don't. Here's why. I got equipment and a van, and I want to start a band. But that is money. Yeah. Sure. I'll pick out a shiny new guitar and a girl to do PR. But that is money. Ooh, boy. Listen, I got a house in Malibu, 16 tracks out by the pool. That is money. You know what? We won't practice every day, but we'll make it anyway. With that is money. Sure we will. On their feet once we've bought up every seat with that is money. You can get what you want. Here it is. When your pockets are stuffed with that is money. takes a poke, then we'll buy him off with daddy money. Sure we will, and I want some too. We'll hang out and make the scene, get ourselves in magazine. Daddy money. Oh, yeah. You see, we'll be on records and TV. They'll name a lunchbox after me with daddy money. Oh, boy, that's simple. You see, it's not how good you play, but how much you can pay. Daddy money.
Life could be a dream. All right, hold it, you guys. This is a rhythm and blues number. You gotta be careful or somebody liable to understand what you're singing about. You want that to happen?
No.
Well, then you gotta talk unintelligible like me, right, Stella?
You said it!
Okay. Now, you guys want to sell a few records?
Yeah.
Well, then stick some old rags in your mouth and take it again from the top, okay?
Okay.
I don't understand the words now. Real mumbly.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up as far as I am from. Shaboom, and tell me that I don't want to give up. Life could be a dream. We are hello, again. Shaboom, hello, for me to get home. Shaboom, and on the ling, no. Shaboom, and ling, a ling, a ling, a
What do you say? Song, baby, it don't matter. Believe me, it's wise up.
Life could be a dream.
All right, I distinctly understood a word that time. Let's watch it, huh?
Sorry.
You know the rules. I got my eye on you, that's all. Here we go, man. Real monotonous now. Knock off that jazz, Costello! Okay, smart aleck, I know your type. You're a troublemaker. We sing a Shaboom, right?
Right.
Then how come I can understand you?
Well, I...
What's the matter, man? Don't you dig gibberish?
Sure, but...
If it happens again, I send you back to Hugo with the Holter. Okay, you guys. Big finish now, huh? On your mark, get that mumble.
Shaboom,
hold it, Stella. Not you, Stella. Wait a minute, Stella. Stella.
Rip, dip, 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 dip
Still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and the passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks to the KKK for nigger killing lawmen feeding their nachos, for decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for killer queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Nobody knows what she's famous for. Zsa Zsa Kapoor. You take away the Zsa Zsa got, and she's just a bore. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Is she famous for the movies? Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Kapoor, and is she famous for the Broadway stage? Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Kapoor, we're singing Zsa 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 Kapoor. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Zsa 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 Kapoor. She used to get married, now she don't anymore. Nobody knows what she's famous for. Is she on a liquid diet?
I don't think so.
Not Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Kapoor, and is she famous for Green Acres?
I don't
think so. That was Arnold. Arnold the pig. We're singing Zsa 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 Kapoor. Nobody knows what she's famous for. You take away the Zsa Zsa guy, she's just a bore.
Richard Goldman there.
I love that song.
With Zsa Zsa.
That's great.
On 89.7 WITR Henrietta, modern music, and friggin' more and comedy and things.
Blah, 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 yakety schmackety.
And some weird stuff before that from Napoleon the 14th.
Some very weird stuff before that. What was that called?
The Explorer.
The Explorer. Okay.
It's, I don't know. There's like on the liner notes, he's talking about how complicated that piece really was.
Yeah.
Because it has stereo effects in it before stereo was actually like around.
Oh, really?
Where they had to like, I don't know, it goes into like how they had to mix that without stereo equipment to make things only appear on like the left side and the right side and weird.
I bet you that was tough.
Yeah. It was like before stereo was a standard. It was like they were just, it was like a new thing.
Yeah.
They played around with it and stuff, which is pretty cool, I guess. And before that was William S. Burroughs with a bitterly sarcastic Thanksgiving prayer by request.
Yeah, nothing like a nice uplifting piece.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to remember that one come holiday time.
Yeah.
The Bobs before that with Psycho Killer. And Stan Freeberg with Shaboom. And we played lots of stuff. Wow. Ogden Edsel with Daddy's Money, and because I was just in such a disco-type mood.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa with Dancing Fool, and R. Crumb started off with Get a Load of This, R. Crumb from the Fritz the Cat fame, which he really doesn't want to be known for. I rented the movie Crumb, which is basically a documentary on his life.
Yeah.
And it was really good, actually. And he's talking about the three things that people know him for. And, like, the number one thing was, like, Fritz the Cat.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the last thing he wants to be remembered for. He's like, I've done so many other things. Don't people, like, know any of them? No.
Apparently not.
No. Nobody knows that he had a singing career. Or if you can call it that.
Yeah, well, we have that one song.
He put out some others.
Yeah, well, it's the only one we have.
He put out, like, a whole album or something. One whole album.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
What?
Play the background music.
Oh, well.
I'll do that next break.
Next time.
Coming up, we got nothing new. No new stuff this week. It's so depressing.
Yeah, slow week.
But we do have old Gideon Freudman.
Yeah. Actually, I'm supposed to be getting a CD in the mail.
Are you?
Soon.
From who?
I don't remember. It was somebody I've heard of. I've heard their stuff before, but I don't remember who it was.
Like random people.
At least they sent me email this time ahead of time rather than just, you know, letting it show up in my mailbox.
Here, let me send you a Sea Monster CD.
Yeah.
Okay, we have. I still don't have the stupid live Gideon Freudman stuff because I haven't had any time.
The tape
is sitting there like on top of my computer, staring me in the face every time I sit down.
Getting erased by the magnetic field generated by your computer.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm gonna play something off of his very first CD that he gave me when he was here that we didn't have before, that was put out a long time ago, back in, 92 or 93, I think. 93. And I'm going to play a song called Sneakers.
Cool.
Which I think I've played before. I don't know. And then maybe we'll play, I don't know. I'm so tired. Oh, we're going to play Boot to the Head, aren't we?
Boot to the Head, yeah.
Because we haven't played that.
Taekwondo Leap.
Yeah. Tom brought it to my attention that I never play that. So I think I'm going to play it because it's such a good thing to play on the radio and for everybody to know. Any requests, 475-2271, you can call up and request it. But here you're going to have some Gideon Freudman in the meantime.
like a brand new sneakers, you can see they shine. And I'd pay $20 for them, and they're not yours, they're mine. I paid $30 for them. $30 for them, and I paid cash, not you. I paid $40 for them, and I paid cash, not you. $40, not you.
If you will, one woman, Susan Thompson, an attractive, successful 30-ish executive in charge of her life. Everything about her appears perfect except for one ugly, unforgivable flaw. Susan Thompson is a smoker. It is sometime in our future when cities everywhere have outlawed smoking completely. Those who carry on the filthy habit have been forced to congregate in small, seedy shanty towns located on the waterfront. You are about to enter the Red Lighter District.
Hey, you want to do it with me?
What?
You want to have a smoke with me?
Oh, sure. I'd love to smoke with you.
It'll cost you.
But I've never paid to smoke with someone before.
Oh, you must be new to the Red Lighter District, then.
Yeah, I just arrived.
So, what's your story?
Oh, it was awful. They wouldn't let me do it anywhere.
Yeah.
I had to sneak it behind closed doors. Everyone was making laws banning it. Even the church.
Well, by the way you're dressed, I'd say you were doing pretty good.
Oh, sure. I was vice president of one of the biggest marketing firms. But they gave me an ultimatum. Quit smoking or get out forever. I just couldn't control myself. I had no choice. They forced me to come here.
So, you're living in the Red Lighter District?
I had to. I couldn't even do it in my own home.
That's the way it's been for all of us down here. Look at me. I was a bank manager. Now I earn my living by going to smoke with people for money. I'm so sick.
Hey, you!
It's the cigarette police.
You using plastic holders? Are you practicing safe smoking?
Yes, officer. We're keeping our ash clean.
Good. Keep it up.
You've just taken a frightening trip into the red lighter district. Join us next time as we take you on a strange journey to a lonely, isolated rock in the Atlantic Ocean, where the inhabitants struggle with a weighty decision. Should they turn their clocks back half an hour or just move their island? Come with us for a scary trip into the Newfoundland time zone.
Approach, students. Close the circle at the feet of the master. You have come to me asking that I be your guide along the path of Tai Kwan Leap. But be warned, to learn its ways, you must learn the ways of your own soul. Let us meditate upon this wisdom now. So,
Sir! Sir!
Who disturbs our meditation as a pebble disturbs the stillness of the pond?
Me! Ed Gruberman?
Ed Gruberman.
Yeah, no disrespect or nothing, but, like, how long is this gonna take?
Tai Kwan Leap is not a path to a door, but a road leading forever towards the horizon.
So, like, what, an hour or so?
No, we have not even begun upon the path. Ed Gruberman, you must learn patience.
Yeah, patience. How long will that take?
Time has no meaning. To a true student, a year is as a day.
A year? I want to beat people up right now. I got the pajamas. Ha, hoo, ya, hmm.
Beat people up?
Yeah, just show me all those nifty moves so I can start crashing bozos. That's all I came here for. Pretty good,
the only use of Tai Kwan Leap is self-defense. Do you know who said that? Ki Lo Ni, the great teacher.
Yeah? Well, the best defense is a good offense. You know who said that? Mel, the cook on Alice.
No, Tai Kwan Leap is the wine of purity, not the vinegar of hostility. Meditate upon this truth with us.
Listen, shrimp. Now, are you going to show me some fancy moves, or am I going to start waking the walls with you?
Ed Gruberman, you failed to grasp Tai Kwan Leap. Approach me that you might see.
All right, finally some action.
Observe closely, class. Boot to the head.
Ow, you wooden mullet!
You are lucky, Ed Gruberman. Few novices experience so much of Tai Kwan Leap so soon. Now we continue.
Hey, I wasn't ready. Come and get me now, shorty, huh? Come on, are you chicken?
Boot to the head.
Oh! Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, now. Come on, try it now.
Boot to the head.
Mind if I just lie down here for a minute?
Now, class, we shall return
master.
To our... It is wrong to tip the vessel of knowledge, student.
Many apologies, master, but I feel Ed Gruberman is not wholly wrong.
What do you mean?
I want to boot some head, too.
Have you learned nothing from the lesson of Ed Gruberman?
Yes, master. I have learned two things. First, that anger is a weapon only to one's opponent.
Very good.
And secondly, get in the first shot. Boot to the head.
You missed.
Well...
You too shall be honored to
know,
learn
be,
a lesson.
You don't have
novice.
To, you know.
Boot to the
I
head.
I gotta be gone.
Can anyone tell us what lesson has been learned here?
Yes, master. Not a single one of us could defeat you.
You gain wisdom, child.
So we'll have to gang up on you. Get it down!
Boot to the head.
And now, class, let us rejoin the mind to the body and gaze into the heart of the candle in meditation. Very very good class.
People talking in movie shows, people smoking in bed, people voting Republican, give them a boot to the head.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Politicians who can't think, the salesman who won't leave me alone, the waiter who forgot my drink.
Boom to the head! Boom to the head! Boom to the head! Boom to the head!
Sweater on my shoulder, and I'm walking in the dark. Walking in the dark with my sweater and my schnauzer, and I'm wondering while I'm walking, wondering if I should stop and get some wool. I pull the sweater and some dog food for the schnauzer and a quart of milk for breakfast in the morning. It's just another night like any other night. Just another guy, like any other guy. What's the problem? What's the story? What's the question? Where's the answer? What's the moving in the bushes over there? Is it real or imagined? Is it the winter battalion of Nazis? No, it's a schnauzer with a sweater in the bushes. Stupid schnauzer's gonna get it. If I catch him, I'll forget it. Get the wool light. And the dog food, and the schnauzer, and the quart of milk for breakfast in the morning. It's just another night like any other night. It's just another $320 pure Angora and cashmere imported tailor-made sweater. So much the better, don't say a word, cause it's insured against the dog food, and the bushes, and the wool light, and the milk.
You're wearing your squeaky shoes, and right there taking a snooze is a tiger. So how do you walk on by?
Silently, silently, silent.
L-Y. You're a secret agent, ma'am, who's after the secret plan. How do you act so they don't know you're a spy?
Normally. Normally. Normal.
L-Y. At an eating contest, you boast that you can eat the most. How do you down your 50th piece of pie?
Eagerly. Eagerly. Yeah. Eager.
L-Y. On the lake, your boat upset, and your clothes got soaking wet. How do you stand and wait for them to dry?
Patiently, patiently, patiently.
L-Y. In the public library, you fall and hurt your knee. But the sign says, quiet, please. So how can you cry?
Quietly, quietly,
quiet. L-Y. As you walk along the street, a porcupine you meet. How do you shake his hand when he says hi?
Carefully, carefully, careful.
L-Y. You enter a very dark room, and sitting there in the gloom is Dracula. Now how do you say goodbye? Immediately, bye-bye.
You walk the line, you touch your nose, and you say the Z-Y-X's. These are words that are most feared from California to Texas. If a traffic cop thinks you're impaired, doesn't matter what your sex is. You walk the line, you touch your nose, and you say the Z-Y-X's. If you drive an automobile, you better be informed. Cause if they think you've had a drink, these are tests that you'll perform. Now I can't help you find your nose, I forget where your solar plexus. But I can show you how to say the ZYX's. ZYXWBUT, it says easy as 543. SRQPONM, say it fast and baffled. LKJIHTFBDCBA. Now you've said the ZYX's, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs. Now that was pretty good. I know you thought along with us, but try it for real this time. ZYXWDUT, it says easy as 543. SRQPONM, say it fast and baffle. LKJIHGFBDCBA. Now you said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complexes. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs. Now if you drive an automobile, I've shown you how to survive. And if you cannot learn this song, at least don't drink and drive. Because if they request the simple test of field sobriety, you'll always pass and never fail if you learn this song from me. Oh, ZYXWDUT, it's as easy as 543. SRQPONM, say it fast and baffle them. LKJIH, GFBDCBA. Now you said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complexes. Just reverse those memories. Sing the backwards XYZ.
Okay, this is a song that I wrote a couple weeks ago after I was at my nephew's house, and he's really into kid show performer people like Rafi and Yanni, so I decided that I should try to cash in on that scene, so if you guys could play along at home and act like a bunch of bratty five-year-olds, that'd be great. Hi, kids. How are you today? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Today we're going to do a science experiment. You like science? Yeah, me too. I want you all to go outside and look at the sun. Isn't it beautiful? The sun is 93 million miles away, and it heats our entire solar system. Pretty neat, huh? Now just keep looking at the sun. Don't turn your head away, silly. See those white spots in your eyes? That's your corneas burning up. Can you say permanent, optical, damage? Good! Oh, I'm the bad kid show host on PBS from coast to coast. You should listen to me instead of your mom and dad. And Barney the dinosaur is just a prehistoric boar, cause he doesn't know how to be evil and bad. Okay, kids, today we're gonna learn a new word. Hate. That's H-A-T-E, as in I hate you, stupid little brat. Isn't it fun to tease? Speaking of hate, I've gotten a lot of letters from your parents lately. Mean letters. I don't think they like me very much. I don't think they like you either. Oh, all except for your mom, Billy. Your mom likes me a lot. Can you say adultery? Yeah, you got it. Well, that just about wraps up our lesson for today. But before I go, I want you to remember who your real friend is. Any ideas? It's me! That's right. I'm the one who gives you cigarettes. Yippee! Oh, I'm the bad kid show host on PBS from coast to coast. You should listen to me instead of your mom and dad. And Barney the dinosaur is just a prehistoric boar, cause he doesn't know how to be evil and bad. Don't forget Satanic Tuesdays. Bring your pentagrams.
was waving his arms. We were falling victim to his evil charms. He brushed against the candle and he started to smoke. And now we're all laughing at the dinosaur joke. Oh boy, Barney's on fire. It's what we've always desired. We'll watch the flames get higher. Just don't try to put him out. Purple fur was flying ashes everywhere. And all of the kids just continued to stare. The guy inside the suit, he started to yell. We probably should have helped him, but what the hell? He threw himself violently against the wall. He fell to his knees and he tried to crawl away. Oh boy, Barney's on fire. This is our secret desire. We'll help the flame burn brighter. But don't you try to put him out.
WICR,
Henrietta,
Modern
music,
and more.
And Burning Dinosaurs.
Barney's on Fire by None of the Above. And that being your friend Tony.
My friend Tony. We're supposed to be doing a new song together, like soon.
Soon?
Like I was supposed to mail in the tape yesterday.
Oops.
Well, we're having some difficulties. Not with him, but there's actually three of us on the song. There's me, Tony, who's in California, and my friend Dave, who's in Florida. And we just discovered some four-track incompatibilities with me and Dave, so we got to take care of that first before I get Tony on the song. So, some minor technical difficulties. Song's going to be delayed a week or two, so.
Oh, no.
But I'll bring it in when it's done.
All
right. And Tim will be like, yeah, right, I'm not playing that. Puts it aside.
What are you going to bring it in on? Tape?
Probably.
Okay.
Do you think I'm going to burn a CD for one song?
One song? All the major labels do.
Yeah. you get me a CDR and a free blank CD, and I'll do it for you.
Okay. As long as we have a deal there. Wally Pleasant before that, Bad Kid Show Host, and Snot Rockmore with Backwards XYZs, and Tom Lehrer with L.Y.
L.Y. All of a sudden, I remember seeing that.
All of a sudden, visions of the past.
I don't ever remember Tom Lehrer doing anything on The Electric Company. I had heard about it. And then all of a sudden, he plays this song, and I remember seeing the cartoon.
So yeah, I played Silent E last week, and you had no idea what it was.
No.
You were
No, I've
clueless.
Never heard that
you
before.
But then I play L.Y. this week, and it all became clear.
Flashbacks to being 4 years old and sitting in my grandmother's back bedroom watching TV.
If you have a similar story about flashbacks, you can call up and tell them to us at 475-2271. And, or you can just call up and ask us to play a song. Bongos, Bass, and Bob was before Tom Lehrer with Walking in the Park. And, you know, I play them a lot, but I don't play them because I like them. I play them because I love looking at the clear blue vinyl that the record is pressed on.
He likes watching the needle bounce up and down over that over inch and a half warp.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah, I like that, too. The Frantics were before that, with Tae Kwon Leap.
Boot to the head.
Boot to the head. Do you know, they have, like, stuff released.
They've got None of their stuff was ever released in the United States. It's all Canada.
Okay.
It was mid-80s stuff. I think they put out 3 albums. Don't quote me on that. And it's never been south of the border. You got to find like imports and dealers and stuff to get it. Real rare stuff.
I'm sure if I hunt around in Toronto, I can find it.
Oh, go to Toronto, please. Pick me up a copy while you're there. I love their stuff.
Okay, I'll have to do that. I'll have to go and look around. You know who else has something that was only released in Canada?
Who?
Scott Thompson. Oh, the Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
It's like Bruce McCulloch releases an album and it gets down here, but Scott Thompson put out a whole album of stuff. I think I've never heard it, but everything I've heard off of it is in the style of Buddy, the gay bartender character that he had on the show. Like, the entire album is like monologues from him or something. Like, everything I've heard like 3 or 4 different ones, and they were never on the show. So that's kind of cool. I'd like to get a hold of that. And before the Frantics, we had Double Exposure, another Canadian radio thing, with a skit called The Red Lighter District. I listened to that CD again that I used to hate.
Yeah.
And I actually put a review on it, and some of the tracks really aren't all that bad. But now that there's a review on it, I might play it a little more often.
Mm-hmm.
And play the different ones over and over and over and over and
cool.
over. And Gideon Friedman for that with Sneakers, and I think that was it for that.
That was it.
Set.
That started us off.
And coming up still, we got... What do we got?
I don't know. What'd you queue up?
Ed's Redeeming Qualities.
Oh, cool.
With a song called Lawyers and Truckers. And then anything else that you people might happen to request will be up next. And that's that.
She worked in a diner cooking eggs and ham. She hated truckers, and that's what I am. She never said morning or have a nice day. And she never smiled when I got off to pay. Why, oh why, did she have to hate truckers? We're nice guys when you give us a chance. We never swear around kids or ladies, and we seldom wipe our hands on our pants. Why, oh why, did she have to love lawyers? I never met one that cared about love. And sure, I love her, I won't deny that, 'cause she always felt like my bigger crap. She worked stop pumping gas and fuel. She hated truckers because she thought we were cruel. She washed my windows with the dry oily rag. She always laughed at my American flag. Why, oh why, did she have to hate truckers? We always smile. A bag for our trash. Why, oh why, did she have to love lawyers? I never met one that liked to have fun. And sure, I loved her, I won't deny that, 'cause she always wore a baseball hat. And we'll always
on the tin.
My, oh my.
I like poetry. I like poetry. I like poetry. Chickens as far as the eye can see.
What the heck, won't you give me that leg? The wing. I like the lips and crest, but most of all I like to wrap my arms around the chest. A couple of breaths.
I like poultry.
Thinking this song is absurd, but I don't even care. Just the bird. I won't even pluck 'em. I don't like to pluck. But I always cook 'em.
I like poultry.
Welcome to the Spastic Joe Plastic Overnight Paranoid Show. Hi, I'm Spastic Joe Plastic, and this, of course, is my partner, Mr. Ziff. Say hi, Mr. Ziff.
Hi, how did I wind up
okay.
here?
Okay, anyway, tonight we'll be interviewing a UFO abductee who didn't know he was abducted by a UFO until he was doped up on codeine and Demerol and hypnotized and finally exposed as a real abduction victim here. Yes, we've got him on the phone now.
Oh, God,
codeine. Do you mind? Yeah. Anyway, tonight we're interviewing Zeke
Georgia.
Where is he from?
Where
anyway,
god awful music come from.
I don't know where the music comes from. Wow. It just kind of comes from.
Oh,
you know.
No,
okay. Anyway, we've got Zeke on the line there. Zeke, are you there?
Am I talking in the right part?
Great.
Of this?
Hey, what did you find out from your session?
I found out I like Demerol a whole bunch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
great stuff.
I suppose that could be lots of fun. Did you drink beer too?
Well, of course. Got to do that, and then they did all that CPR.
Okay.
And, oh man, it was fun stuff. But my chest really hurts. So what do you want to ask me about tonight, there, Joe?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know where exactly these aliens come from.
Well, they come from the planet Arkansas.
Yeah. From the planet Arkansas?
Yeah, it's in the southern part of the galaxy. It's great stuff, man. They wear these straw hats and the big overalls. They got these real big eyes, but they're chewing on these big old pieces of straw. It's great stuff.
Okay, so they're from the planet Arkansas. So why did they pick up on you? Why did they abduct you?
Well, apparently, you know, birds of a feather. You ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, birds of a feather flock together, and that's why they always pick up on these people like me. They're just out there, you know, sawing down some stuff in the backyard or something.
Picking up pieces.
They picked me up, and they wanted to get some information from me.
Now, did you get any information from them?
Oh, hell yeah. I got all kinds of stuff. What do you want to know?
Well, I'd like to know about, have you heard of the Comet Hale-Bopp?
I'll listen to our
bell. Okay. There's apparently the comet coming in, and we've gotten from our remote psychics here that the Comet Hale-Bopp is coming in with a large thing known as the Companion. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, sure. Know all about that. They told me about that thing. Now, they they are kind of different than us, so they don't call it Hail Bob, right?
What do they call it?
Well, they call it Hail Bubba 99.
And how did they come to this?
Well, kind of a long story.
Okay, so why don't you tell me? They apparently, somebody named Hail and somebody named Bubba had discovered, a comet together for the 99th time?
It doesn't work like that at all.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me how that works?
Apparently, they name comets differently than we do here. What they do is that they name the comet after the first couple of words out of their face after the first guy sees it, right?
Okay.
So anyway, this guy's out there, you know, picking weeds or something. He looks up in the sky, and he's out there with his friend Bubba, right?
Okay.
He looks up in the sky and goes, Hail, Bubba, look at that thing.
This happened 98
right,
times.
Right, right. It's the 99th time that somebody's done that.
Okay,
right,
I understand.
And, they've seen lots of comets out there, and there's, of course, you know, some of the better-known ones are like Hail Thelma Louise 104. That was a great one. And, what the hell is that thing, 9,321?
Oh, right,
yeah,
of course.
That's how that works.
Okay, so what exactly do you know about the companion?
Well, they don't call it the companion. You know, you're talking about that big thing that's going floating around, Hail Bob,
Hail Bubba,
whatever.
Right.
Anyway, they don't call it that.
What do they call it?
Well, they call it the keg.
The keg?
Well, yeah. See, the thing is, they were really afraid that when they came to visit Earth, that they'd, like, run out of beer. So they took this giant, huge, hollow globe and filled it up with beer.
Any specific brand?
Whatever was on sale. Oh. You know, it doesn't matter as long as it's cheap and you can drink the stuff.
So they feared they would run out?
Well, you know, they drink a lot of beer up there and they do a lot of hunting.
Okay.
They got to take all that stuff with them. They were afraid we'd run out of Old Milwaukee. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, of course. Is that the beer of choice?
Well, it's on sale now.
I understand. So when this thing comes to Earth, what's it going to do?
Well, it's
going
to land right in the middle of Arkansas.
Why Arkansas?
Well, you know, kind of a brotherly love thing. And anyway, they'll get real good and blasted here, and they're going to find out some information from us.
They want information from us.
Well, actually, all they want to know is one thing.
What's that?
Well, they just want to know how to get the dog boxes onto the six-wheel Ferrari that they stole the plans for from my brother-in-law.
Zeke, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think we talked to him on the show before. He's talked about the Ferrari thing.
Right before he was hospitalized.
Well, and the medication seems to have helped.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
so.
Thank you, Zeke, and
you're
thanks
welcome.
For coming on the Spastic Joe Plastic Show. You make it a point to have a good night, okay?
Hey, got my Jack Daniels, potato chips, and guns.
That's
I'm ready.
It for tonight. Tune in next week for more fun and frivolity here on the Spastic Joe Plastic Show. Good night. Thank you.
There's a party in my pants, and I want you all to come. There's a party. When we first met, I must admit, I fell for you right from the start. Now when we meet, all kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
All kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
Ouch, don't desert me, ouch, please don't hurt me, ouch, 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 ouch. What is this thing called love? Why do they say it makes the world go round? I can't explain the way I feel for you. My feet don't touch the ground.
The way I feel for you, my feet don't touch the ground.
Ouch, don't desert me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, 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 ouch. When we first met, I must admit, I fell for you right from the start.
I must admit, I fell for you right from the start.
Now when we meet, all kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
All kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
Ouch, don't desert me, ouch, please don't hurt me, ouch, 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 ouch. Ouch, don't desert me, ouch, please don't hurt me, ouch, 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 ouch.
Long live rock and roll. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Hail, hail, rock and roll.
Up in the morning and after school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history, practical math. You're studying hard, you're hoping to pass. Down to the phone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Ring, ring, goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom is ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your book.
Like rolls around.
I'm out of here, man. I'm going to town.
You finally lay your burden down.
I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown.
Close up your book. Get out of your seat.
This is a plan that can't be beat.
Down the hall and into the street.
My dancing shoes are on my feet.
Up to the corner round the bend.
Can't handle this. Tell me when.
Right to the juke joint. It'll go in.
I'm here. I said it's me. For me.
Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. Want your love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go.
Rock and roll.
Rock, rock, rock and roll.
Rock.
Quetzal, Quetzal. Viva Tugoma del Fuerte. Rancho Macho Pinchardo. Subazega in El Boca.
Uno, dos, cuatro, tres.
I'm gonna chat with all the lovely senior readers, and this is what I'm gonna say. Yo le puedo chicos de la cuadra suscribe yo, go le do mamaria, si tal, mama, tu veres un leche, y mi mama es mi papa, que tú, de que fue o que mago nato, verdad, tengo really mucho en a perro en guapo.
Mi amo es ingrocho, y mi pantalón es muy caliente. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, I took 4 years of high school Spanish, and now I'm heading on a plane to Spain. I'm gonna chat with all the lovely senior readers, and this is what I'm gonna say. While I'm so affected to hermano and sound, so it's a lot of fussy mama kids, then it's the end. Ocupado, telephono, we look to come and bring in the future, un momento, telemundo, y hoy, por fuera, pregunta, por qué, por dear.
Hola, mi bonita boquita, la taco es en el del baño.
Necesita jugar al fútbol. Lo siento. Muy bien, mo. Hasta.
Yeah, can I get the 18 layer burrito, extra guac, cold and sour cream, triple cheese, and give me some cinnamon crispers to go? Oh, yeah, and a really large Mountain Dew.
He was a tourist from St. Louis in Honolulu, a place to go to. He saw Don Holt, the volcano, had his camera in his hand. He was so lonesome and not too handsome, went to a luau to watch him dance him. He drank the rum till he was numb, grabbed the princess by the pukas, then he sang. Wanna whack a weenie? Mama, itty-itsy, boo-boo, give me coconutty, doo-boo. Oh, your noodle, grabby, lulu, wanna lay it, even pay it just to say you're over mine. He was a beauty, from New Jersey. In her hotel room, she showed no mercy. She left her ring with her sarong tied to his thingy. Things went wrong, oh, my, my. Him lying and bed a crying, his man was broken, his chicken choking. He went insane, oh human drain, he jumped in a live volcano. Now he's toast, but there's no pain, oh, and you still can hear the natives sing today. What a wagaweenie, mama, itty itsy moo, give me coconutty goo goo. Oh, your noodle, driving lulu, wanna lay, even pay it just to say you'll be mine, just to say you'll be mine. Just to say you'll be mine. Just to say just to say you'll be mine. Aloha.
Aloha.
Arriba tu goma del fuerte.
Muy bien mal. Okay. We're getting our languages screwed up there. Malone and Nucci's with Wanna Whack a Weenie. And this is put out by the same people. This is actually put out on a record label that's run by Rusty Lewis of Faust and Lewis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is how I got it.
Cool.
I was talking to him.
Maybe I should send them my tape.
You still haven't heard anything from anybody?
I haven't sent anything out.
Oh, I thought you sent something out.
A year and a half, 2 years now.
Oh, send stuff out again.
Well, as soon as I get some new stuff recorded, I will.
Before that, the Four Postmen with 4 years of high school Spanish.
And
the Simpsons.
Just realized that the intro.
Oh, yeah.
I realized it the other day. Tim just picked it up on it now. The intro.
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention.
Quattro Trace.
1, 2, 4, 3.
Yeah.
The Simpsons before that was School Day by request. The Ruddles with Ouch. Barnes and Barnes with Party in My Pants. Weird Al with Slime Creatures from Outer Space. The Randells with Martian Hop. Mr. Zip with Spastic Joe Plastic Show. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Faust and Lewis with Poultry Song. And Ed's Redeeming Qualities with Lawyers and Truckers. And we're friggin' here for another half an hour. Any requests, we can still play them. 475-2271 is the number to call. And we'll try to play your request. Coming up, I got Everything Reminds Me of My Therapist. I forget who does that. Nancy something. Or Nancy Tucker?
I don't remember. Maybe.
Yes. Nancy Tucker. And I don't know. 5 or 6 other songs that are supposedly very funny. So at least keep your radio tuned in for another half an hour, please.
Everything reminds me of my therapist. Going on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, "Why is it important for you to know?" I'd say, "I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about." But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
This is a song about mental health, and it's dedicated to those who need to be medicated. Johnny was a kid who grew up in the city. His mother was a drunk. His dad had lots of money. And when he was 18, he took a baseball bat and smashed out all the windows of his dad's Cadillac. They said that he was mental and locked him up for observations, like they usually do in cases like this, and took away his bat and gave him heavy medications. We're talking major tranquilizers at 6 and 8 and 10. You know he used to be a slugger, but he'll never swing again, 'cause he's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle.
he's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now he met a girl in there by the name of Frankie Lane. She had a thought disorder and she lived in constant pain. 'Cause when she tried to speak, nothing came out right. She could really do the shuffle, so they did it every night. They shuffled in the kitchen, they shuffled in the hall, they shuffled to the telephone, they shuffled to the car, they shuffled by the nurse's desk and in the patient's lounge. They shuffled in the quiet room when no one was around, and they were doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. They were doing the shuffle, whoa, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now they're great big brown pills, and they look like M&M's. They won't melt in your mouth, and they won't melt in your hands. They melt down in your stomach, and they end up on your mind. Is everybody ready? Oh, it's medication time. Why not you take it right on, and you shake it all around. And then you open up your mouth, and you drool on the ground. And then you try to speak, but you just mumble a lot. So you hold on to your head, 'cause it's the only one you got. Did you put on the shuffle? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Thorazine shuffle. Oh, isn't it too bad? It's back to reality for Johnny. It's back to Mom and Dad. Yeah, Johnny's on the street now, so if you see him, tell him hi.
Hey, you are, how you are.
But I wouldn't be too surprised if Johnny don't reply. You see, he's got his sunglasses on, and he's doing the shuffle. Whoa, the Thorazine shuffle.
Run into a lot of musicians who can yodel, and we've always wanted to yodel, never been able to, so we decided to write a song all about that sort of thing, and this is it. This is called Double Yodel. I was once a lonesome cowboy, ask my cattle.
I was once a cowgirl, incomplete and blue.
Till the roundup when we came to share a saddle. Now we do all of the things that sidekicks do.
Plus, not only does romancing go with dancing
on the chaparral without a chaperone,
but additionally it seems to be enhancing all the thousand things we used to do alone.
Like a nice sneeze, I have a guy to say good night.
Changing a fuse, I found a gal to hold the flashlight.
Out of all these, the one that made my pleasure total is that I found I had a pal to help me yodel.
Yodel-a-day, yodel-a-day, we yodel along the trail all day. Yodel-a-day, 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 yodel-a-day,
in a groovy dog will go to your way.
Saturday night when we confuse the palomino,
taking the long romantic way to the casino,
riding along we share a jug of amaretto.
And after I sing a line of bass,
I sing falsetto.
Yodel-a-day, yodel-a-day,
we yodel on the trail all day.
yodel-a-day, 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 yodel-a-day,
yodel-a-day, yodel-a-day, yodel-a-day. Lucky we had to have each other for assistance.
For when the locals hear us yodel in the distance,
and when they say that Yokel's vocal cords are supple, they'd be surprised to find that
Yokel
is a couple.
We yodel-a-day,
we yodel-a-day, we yodel along the trail all day.
We yodel-a-day, 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 in an easy double vocal yodel-a-way.
Everybody
yodel-a-day, we yodel-a-day,
we yodel along the trail all day.
Yodel-a-day, 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 yodel-a-day,
in an easy double vocal yodel-a-way. In an easy double vocal yodel-a-way.
Down in Venezuela, there's a spider that crawls, crawls through the jungle where the forest rain falls, and it's the biggest spider in all the world. It's black and it's hairy, about as big as your foot, with 1-inch fangs. It would bite you if it could, and believe it or not, it's the favorite food of the natives. They catch it and they cook it and they eat it with delight. They snack on the legs and the thorax at night, and after savoring every bite, they use a fang for a toothpick. National Geographic sent some writers to the scene to get a taste of this strange cuisine. They said it was deliciously in between shrimp and lobster. Now I bet you anything some businessman will come up with a brilliant plan to open up across the land giant black spider restaurants, where waiters will be wearing spider hats, and spiders will be slaughtered and cooked in deep fat, and served with french fried jungle flies that taste like chicken. And they'll go and tear the rainforest down to catch every spider that can be found, and turn them into ground round spider burgers. And they'll put out ads where nothing's said, just Michael Jordan popping his head through a great big giant spider web, eating a tarantula sandwich. And they'll fry 'em and you'll buy 'em and you'll eat 'em with a grin. Spider juice will dribble down your chin, and when you're finished, you'll go back again for more greasy fried giant spiders. Down in Venezuela, where the jungle winds blow, a sleepy giant spider in his spider bungalow doesn't care, 'cause he doesn't know he'll soon be someone's dinner.
Never bother with her. squirrels really like to play. And we like to catch some rays. Please don't kill us if we pray. We're cute and harmless anyway. Squirrels, we're not delicious. Squirrels, we are not raccoons. Squirrels, we don't live in palm trees. Squirrels, or in your bathroom. That's all we really are is squirrels. Isn't it fine? I am a squirrel. Please help and save us, we are squirrels. I wanna whip out my squirrel.
Thank you. he's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his DVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He orders Chess Guitar Core COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B. Digs C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it! Ow! Guitar Man! He's a guitar man! He's all you can stand! Give him a hand! Guitar Man! He's got a girl named Jane with no last name, kind of homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. He likes to get drunk and sing boogie-woogie, and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey! Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight, and their voices unite in the pale moonlight, and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and more, and Ray Stevens on Friggin' Here.
Guitar Zan.
Guitar Zan. I don't know, have you ever looked, do we have any stuff by him other than that song?
I haven't looked.
I wonder if we do.
We probably do. I would imagine we do.
I would imagine we have something.
He's got, what, 500 albums?
At least. The Upers before that was Bathroom Mercenary, and, you know, one of my roommates, his girlfriend is living with us for the summer.
Yeah.
And she subscribes to Glamour magazine.
Uh-huh.
And the other day, while I was home for lunch, I was flipping through, like, the recent issue, because it was on the table, and the funniest thing I came across in there, apart from the 3-page Prozac ad, was this thing that tried to describe, like, seriously to women, apparently, why men are such messy aims. Like, went into all this detail about, like, oh, well, you know, and they go into, like, all these things and excuses and stuff of why we're just sloppy and lazy.
Oh, you'll have to send me a copy of that.
It was pretty funny. I found it very amusing. Not amusing as 3 pages worth of Prozac, but amusing enough.
Yeah, those Prozac ads are getting out of hand, aren't they?
They're so depressing. Hirsch and Chipkin before that with Disco Toilet, which I didn't think we had. Otherwise, I would have played it much earlier in the show.
Yeah.
But I just happened to see it there, and I grabbed it and played it. Beastly Boys before that with Squirrels, and Joe and Sharon Keefe with Giant Spiders, Lou and Peter Berryman with Double Yodel. There we go with all those ands again.
Yeah.
Modern Entertainment with Thorazine Shuffle. And Nancy Tucker with Everything Reminds Me of My Therapist. We're just about friggin' out of here. We got one more song. And it's Jim Infantino.
Big Chinos.
Big Chinos. Who made a request?
I don't know who he was, but requested Adam Sandler's The Car Song, which we apparently don't have.
We couldn't find it anywhere. All right. Sorry about that.
We'll have to get it.
We got to get a lot of stuff. In the fall, I plan on putting in some major work and stocking our comedy
library. If I
had
money, I would buy some CDs, but I'm broke.
I've been buying stuff. Not recently.
Lucky you. I'll have to check that auction page I found on the net the other day.
Yeah.
See if they're selling anything good.
All right. Jim Infantino, Big Chinos, and then we're not friggin' here anymore, but Chris G will be here, friggin' here, at about 7 in the morning. In about 4 hours. So if you're still awake in 4 hours, turn us back on and we'll be on the air again. But for now, we leave you with Jim Infantino.
They're not ready for me. They're not ready for me at the mall. Cause when I come walking in my pair of big chinos, the fan's gonna hit the wall. And I wear them because they're humongous. And I wear them because they are tan. And there is nothing else in my whole wardrobe I wear makes me feel like a man. No, they're just not prepared for my pair of big chinos, my big, my pair of big chinos, my big, they're so damn big. Now I wear a size 35, 36 in the waist, they're a size 88 and a half, yeah, they're fatty, hard buckle on chaplain size chinos, but don't you laugh, don't you laugh. And you ain't gonna see my shirt pocket, cause I buckle them up at my chin. And it's only my arms and my head that sticks out, and the rest is all khaki. You better watch out for my big, my pair of big chinos, my big, my pair of big chinos, my big, they're so damn. No one understands me. No one understands me. Oh, I gotta break out and express myself. So I bought me a pair of reading lamps, and I strapped them both onto my belt. And I'm going out dancing tonight at the club, and all you will see of my wiggling self are my big, my pair of big chinos, 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 my big, yeah, they're so damn.